Hello and welcome to Sports Bets Racing Podcast. I'm your host, Mick Wall. And we're back to the old lineup here, joined by just the one Julian Valance with no SD Marshall today. Jules, how are you going?
Look, mate, I could say I'm going well, but I'd be probably lying. I'm off the deathbed and come in with the bird flu mask. But good to be here. And
that's a lie. Yeah.
But I will just say, I have been very, very crook to all the listeners out there, and I hope you're
incredibly
not sorry for me. But last 3 months haven't really gone too well, but I have a pain tolerance of just zero. And gastro has knocked me for six with no pain tolerance. And I'm not saying this to people that do suffer from chronic illness and do have major problems. And I will say just a massive shout out to a gorgeous girl I know who's just gone through another surgery. Good luck with it and hope you feel better soon. She's had cancer most of her young life, but she's the strongest person I know, very tough, and hopefully you get through this one as well. So back to my pathetic sort of...
I was going
to
say, interesting segue, but a nice shout out there, Jules.
Yeah, but back to my pathetic efforts. Just both ends working in tandem. It was very similar to McGrath and Warne, just when they're at the best. I was just on the popping crease and then also reaching forward, just having problems with the gastro. But anyway, finals day, let's go.
And look, that was about a weird minute you could start off with today, Jules, so hopefully that's not a sign of things to come, and apologies. Just starting fresh, I'm Mick Wall. This is the Sports Bet Racing Podcast. I'm joined by Julian Valance, and we'll kick off. Mate, I think what we'll do, Jules, we'll have a look at it's finals day at Flemington. We'll have a look at each race quickly through there, and then just our best. I think we've got a couple in Vic, and then there's one that we should be looking at interstate. So, mate, we kick off with the first, it's a 1600 metre. Event. Ruby C, the four, is on top at $2.95 at the moment. Soho Ruby, $6.50. Spanish Reef, at $8. River Goddess at $9.50. And then it's double figures the rest. Talk to me.
Yeah, so for the fillies, 1600 metres, look, Ruby C deserves to be favourite. She's come back this prep outstanding form. Really been impressive at its last two starts. And look, deserves to be favourite. Luke Nolan riding out of his skin at the moment too, by the way. He's flying, but we might talk about jockeys and trainers a little bit later, just at the end, just to give punters a little bit. But, yeah, Ruby C deserves to be favourite. But there is just a horse here that I'm actually keen to play on, and that's River Goddess. Now, two starts back, Ruby C absolutely took it to pieces and probably beat it by 2.5, no dramas there. No real weight swing in River Goddess as favourite. Just that time at Sandown when it got beaten by Ruby C, it was on the inferior ground, still battled on and did a really good job. Went to Ballarat against the older horses and off a really slow tempo, actually just steamed home, ran 11.44 the last 200, which was the best 200 of the day. 9 day backup, home track at the 9.50. I reckon it's a cracking each way bet. I reckon... it'll get a little bit closer to Ruby C. Obviously, Ruby C deserves to be favourite. It'll be hard to beat, but I'm happy to have a good each-way play River Goddess in this race.
Nice way to start the day, mate.
Hopefully. Nice.
All right, mate. Going to race two. On top at the moment, we don't know whether they're going to hold favouritism. Is the six Show a Star? Obviously, one of mine from a couple of weeks back. Not sure what we're going to see. I could have easily won that day, just a little unlucky. But then you've got Kalani Kid at 440, Pakadali, is it, at 480, and then Hot Ruby at 850, and then again it's double figures the rest. It looks almost like a Ballarat Derby here with Morris taking on Weary's couple of horses there. It could be actually a really good race.
Yeah, it'd be good to get down into the camp there because they'll probably know the answer. Betting a great guide for anyone wanting to play, especially late. Really even race. The horse that cost you the bottle of Shiraz 2 weeks ago, mate, it's definitely a cracking chance. Show a Star. Was good at the Valley. Probably just needs to reproduce that and will be hard to beat. The horse I'm interested in is Pakadali. Really impressive at Bendigo, two starts back, looked like it could have been a world beater when it won that day. And then just on a really, really bog track at Hamilton, just was only fair. But 27 days off, dry track, big track. Weary does this often. Fourth run in. This would be probably a race they've set it for. I'd be pretty keen on Pakadali, but I would just be keen to just watch the market moves. But Pakadali for me.
Yeah, good advice there too. I mean, obviously with this, you want to see what happens early. Pakadali, I mean, it opened at $4.60. It popped out to $5 into $4.80. So nothing really there. And we've seen with those camps down there, the money can come late. Mate, whipping straight through to race three. And is there any standouts here?
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No, we move on.
We move on.
Look, yeah, it's a pretty even race. There's nothing too exciting about the mares there over 1,400.
Yeah.
We're not here to waste
We avoid the market. There you go. Now, we move into race four, and this is one that I do want to know about because there is one clearly on top here, which is Royal Symphony at $1.40. Very, very short, but hard to knock on its last win. Evil Cry, the only other thing in single figures at $7. And then it's sort of pick your price after that. Can anything beat Royal Symphony, or is this just a get in the queue?
Yeah, I think it's getting the queue. I mean, I don't want to be like that Millhouse, like, you know, I knew the dog before it came to school, but we talked about Royal Symphony before it came to Flemington. We thought he was a superstar. He lived up to that, smashed the clock at Flemington. Look, he probably might not – he doesn't have to improve again. He'll just do what he has to do here, win. They take him straight to the paddock and then set him for the spring. He'll win, and to be honest, you know, well done to the rest if they run a place. But, yeah, he's a really nice horse.
Where's he targeted? Without getting off track, where's the target race?
Yeah,
in the spring?
I think originally they were thinking maybe the spring had come too soon, which possibly it can when, you know, we're in July now and you got those three-year-old races sort of September, yeah. October, can come really soon. But McAvoy's since said that he's happy to put him maybe in the paddock for a month and then come back out and target the Caulfield Guineas, which looks the race for me that he's chock-a-block up. I mean, a horse like Hey Doc won the Australian Guineas. I think Royal Symphony is a better horse than Hey Doc. They're both in the same camp, and I reckon McAvoy knows that.
All right, there you go. So enjoy it. Get the $1.40 if you want it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Could be a nice watch. And then
better than Bank Interest, as they say, mate.
They do.
Don't know who they are, though, but anyway, continue.
No. Mate, race five. Now, overstep the favourite at the moment at $4.40. Invincible Ale at $4.60, Ken's Dream at $5. Any of them could start favourite. Highland Beats at $6.50, and then you've got Sacred Sham and Mystified both at $9. So, I mean, it's going to be an interesting betting race, this one. Have you got a steer anyway early?
Not really. I think Invincible Ale and Overstep are the two that will. One of those two will start fave. Could even be equal fave. Mm. Just similar to last start, you know, over the 1,100. Which Overstep just beat Invincible Al, and you can say probably if you swap the runs, the result's different. You know, they're both going really well. Ken's Dream's the interesting one for me. Has been pretty well towed up by those other two in the last couple of starts. But if you're looking for positives for this horse, I can give you that Blinker's first time and gets a senior jock for the last two runs. So it's had Mitch Aiken and Ben Allen. Now gets Brad with Blinker's first time and get some weight relief on those other two horses. So if you liked Ken's Dream, I would be suggesting that he's going to run his best race this prep on Saturday. Whether that's still good enough to beat Invincible Allen Overstep, I don't know.
And it depends if it's good Brad.
Absolutely. It's going to be good Brad, not bad Brad. But he's usually okay up the straight. He doesn't try and get too cute, so he should be okay there. Another one that I think could improve is Sacred Sham at double figures, but they're the only ones I'm really working around. I think Invincible Al and Overstep are the two that are going to be obviously the hardest to beat. They're in such good form.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, for me, it's very, very strange to jump off a weird runner in a close betting race like this. But as I said to you earlier, I really like Invincible Al. It's probably my best for the day just because of the simple fact that I think it is a race in two, possibly three. So at that price, I'm happy to take. I'm probably going to be able to find $5 on an exchange or something like that.
Yep.
And for me, if you've got a race in two or race in three, if you think your footy team's a flip of a coin and you got $5, you'd be crazy not to take it. So I'm happy with the price. Now, I will say, Invincible Ale, this is not just I've plucked one out of a guy.
Oh, God, here we go.
Early December last year, I've put on the slacks and the shirt, the Ray-Bans. Not the full suit because I wasn't going to Flemington. No. I left the white shoes at home. Don't own them anymore. I went down to Pakenham Cup to Sportsbet's partner there, Pakenham. They put on a great spread. Hodgie and Wade looked after me down there, had a great day. And the day kicked off with a horse that could not lose at $1.50, and Invincible Ale was taking on about $12, and I just went whack, and it started my day. I've got fine memories.
Okay, beautiful.
As you know, I like to back on emotion, but it's I think with Invincible Ale, it's been a little different. I've just when you have a good horse like that, you track it through. So I don't want to completely lose faith, so I don't back it every time, but I'm happy having my money this time. Yep. So.
No, that's fair enough. That's as good a reason as any, mate.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, mate. Well, enough of that and reminiscing about Pakenham.
I think the positive thing is you got out of there alive. So that's
good. I did. Yeah. I did. Thank you, Uber. There were $250 Uber later. Race 6, 2,600 metre. It's the Banjo Patterson Series Final. Mate, this is a very interesting one.
It's one way to put it.
Yeah. The four and the five, obviously, you'll juggle favouritism up top. There's an evil horse in this. Grand Duke of Tuscany, which has just been haunting us. But, mate, I'm keen to get your thoughts on this because it looks like a race that could be some value.
Yeah, look, it's a really even race. I think Chalavo might be favoured at around $3 or something. I wouldn't want to be charging in at that price him. I'm not saying he's got no hope, but, geez, that price about a horse with this profile is not something I'd want to be jumping in. Hursley's the same. I mean, he's around the $4, $4.60 mark. Again, we sort of know what he's capable of and, that's what it is. Ollie goes on. That's probably a big factor for Hursley. Grand Duke of Tuscany, drops in weight, loses Ollie, but gets Blinkers first time. And it could be, Lloyd Williams, Hickmott, Camp, they might have always set it for this race and been just, bad luck punters when I was going around favourite those other two times. So, look, and I think you're getting double figures. You'd hate if I suppose my suggestion is if people have backed Grand Duke of Tuscany at those short figures and have been burnt.
Back it at the long odds.
100%. Yep. You're going to just kick yourself. You don't have to have too much on at that price to get something out of it if it was to get better.
Yeah.
I think Bullish Stock is a chance. Even Shakopee is a horse that can run really well.
Now, this is the interesting one. Shakopee, back on – when was it? It was the – back on the 14th of June, started the run for Morrish and the Kamani horses when it absolutely just flew down, brained them, and it was like, okay, hang on, that beat a decent field. And that just started that little run of three or four winners in a really tight time frame.
Yep.
And it was like, oh, shit, hang on. Kamani trained horses, the Morrish puts the polish on, this is working here. So had another run since then and now obviously backed up to this. I'd be interested to think it seems a big price considering.
Yeah, for sure. So that Sandown run was outstanding and then probably they backed off it a little bit and just ran a race at Flemington knowing that this was probably where it would peak again. Yeah. So it'll probably go back to that peak performance at Sandown, which is probably just needs to improve a little bit, but if it does run to that, it'll be hard to beat. So
yeah.
He's definitely got a chance as well. Look, for me, if I was playing in the race, which I probably won't, but if I was, I'd probably bet around the top two in the market, just hoping that one of those other ones at bigger prices can spoil the party.
I mean, you should be able, and that's the thing. So you should be able to get $10 or double figures across all three: Shakopee, Bushstock, Grand Duke of Tuscany. And I mean, if you can get that, you're paying at $3.50 for one of them to get up. I mean, it's not so silly. I'd rather have those three in a bundle than one of the top two.
Yeah, that's a good call.
All right.
Since forever, man has been putting things inside things. Spears inside woolly mammoths. faces inside beards, fingers inside noses, maps inside bins, and foots squarely inside mouths.
I love you, Karen. I mean Michelle.
Speaking of putting things inside things, Sportsbet's new Same Game Multi lets men build a bet inside the same game of footy. The Same Game Multi. New from Sportsbet. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly.
So moving on to race seven now. $6 the field. So yeah, this is open.
Sure is. Shahitzi's in cracking form. The query is 1600, but goes forward, makes its own luck. I reckon the track will probably play, you'd want to be on speed. I reckon Flemington, dry track, usually plays that way. So don't be concerned about that, and don't be concerned about barrier 16. There's no dramas with it being able to get across in this field. So it's definitely a chance. The Cosmic Lights had no luck last start. It's a chance. I've noticed Amavacio has been really well backed. Now, I think he won this race 2 years ago.
Nine into sixes.
Yeah, so it's been really well backed. But look, to be honest, got to push it hard to get it anywhere near that price. So I think it'll probably drift back out again. But Waller and Oliver, hard to knock. Rhythm Despair is right in the mix. Even our old skunk of a friend, Petrology, can, you know, run a
couldn't
big
win
race.
On the trot, could
it? It's a really deep race. I don't really have a particular opinion or it's really hard. If you like something, be confident, though, because, I mean, you're getting great value.
I'm liking this because usually I come in and I get a little worried when I do some form and I look and I'm like, oh, shit. Jules is about to rule me. He's going to tell me his best of the days against mine or something like that. But Invincible Owl, you're saying there's a couple in that, and I'm happy with that. That's great. Mate, my best each way for the day is Coldstone. And at 9 and 3s at the moment, I'm really happy reading this form because anything can happen. It lugged 61 and lugged it well. It's down to 54. I know that it's a different grade, and that's all fine. But I was happy enough with what it did, and it's had knockers previously, so... Mate, I'm very happy with that. I'll be getting on. I might have been getting on a little bit harder than I was going to.
Yeah, look, the 7 day backup's a major plus, and Bo Mertens, you know, he's flying. He's riding for the premiership.
He's a jet, mate.
He's you're not going to die wondering with him.
Yeah, I love that too. When you just know that he is going to give it everything, and if he could have won on it, it will win. There's nothing left. There's no reservations. Very, very much looking forward to it. All right, mate, moving to the sprint final. Ability, $3, favourite. Then you got Hussein Eagle at $6.50, Duke of Brunswick at $7, Camdus, which has been a favourite on this podcast previously at $8, Tashby at $8.50, Ruddiger at $9. So you got plenty in single figures there, and then obviously it blows out after that. Ability, I mean, it's the best horse in the race. Is it too short at $3?
Look, this is the tricky one I've got with this race is that I sort of look at the price of Ability and I go, yeah, okay, is that a bit short? But and then I look at it and I go, well, he's beaten these horses before. There's nothing really coming with the X factor to knock him off. He's still only got 54 kilos. He's the clear top pick, but for me he's vulnerable. The problem is trying to find the horse to beat him.
And geez, the last win was good.
It was. And look, meets the same weight conditions as Hussein Eagle as this week. So look, if you wanted to, you know, say Hussein Eagle was ready, well, maybe 1200 is going to be better up its alley, but I think Ability is going to have no dramas with 1200 either. Look, couldn't really talk you out of anything. I reckon Duke of Brunswick will drift. I know the jump out was good, but I think it's more of a 1,400-metre horse, so I reckon it'll drift. I reckon Rudiger's the horse that punters could come for. It could firm in the market. It's got the figures to run well. The other horse I'm interested in, and this is a complete blowout, but I reckon it can run really well. It won this race 2 years ago, and that's Playmaster. I think it's probably been set for it.
23 into 20, so a little bit of specking early.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad last start. Didn't have a lot of luck. And the run prior to that was pretty good as well. I reckon it can run a really big race. It might not win, but I reckon it can run definitely a place. And that price appeals to me that if I was going to have a play, Playmaster. And if you're having quaddies, I'd definitely throw it in.
All right, good to know, mate. All right, so we move on from that, and just to confirm, so ability on top, but cautious on the price.
Yeah, for sure.
Paymaster, yep. Definitely the value. All right, great. Race 9. Now, this is Urban Ruler. The toppy will be also the favourite at 440. And then you've just got a swag of others following that. I think there's a lot of value in this race. I'm really keen to hear what you think, because I think to have 440 in the next runners are at 6 and 7 and double figures. I've been on Urban Ruler before, but I'm happy enough getting off it this week. So I'd be keen to get your thoughts, mate.
Yeah. So deserves to be favourite Urban Ruler. No dramas with that. I think they bet elsewhere bigger price, and now I think it's found around about its right price. It probably could slightly drift on the day, but definitely deserves to be favourite. Had no luck last start. Was given probably no hope. Obviously, this is the grand final. No dramas with that. 14 shouldn't be too much of a problem. He's a chance, I think. My Paysan on the backup was okay at Caulfield. Didn't rank through the roof that race, so I wouldn't be jumping out of my skin on that. Cannot Be Serious as a horse that could improve. One I'm interested in is Wayanka that gets Ollie. Chris Waller, earmuffs. I reckon it can run a bit of a race at the price. And also I'd really want to be careful on the Weary Horse First Approach down near the bottom. I reckon it's around $15 or something like that. Double figures at least, I think, the last time I checked, but that could be wrong.
Yeah, 16.
I'd just be very careful for that.
Touched 18 back into 16. So
it's one that if there's just any trickle of money for it, especially late, I wouldn't want to be letting it go around nude First Approach. But again, like all races on Saturday,
bloody
it's
tough day.
It's tough.
It? Yeah.
It's really tough.
Going wide, vastly.
And I think if you're playing quaddies and that, you're going to have to play that sort of that way. You're going to have to play wide.
Yep. All right. Very good. So, mate, your best of the day in Melbourne.
Yeah, look, really tricky day, but I'm pretty keen to back River Goddess each way in the first. She's at that 950, I can't see her missing a drum. I just reckon she's had a really good prep for this race over 1600. Really, really enjoyed the Ballarat run and, you know, wasn't far off Ruby C, and there's a huge discrepancy in the price. I know Ruby C touched her up, but, yeah, I'm happy River Goddess each way for me.
All right, very good. And around the rest of the country, mate, I believe we have a – now, I understand that there's a runner that Look I've out. Been – that I've been told. I was doing some a bit of research down in your neck of the woods.
This one good.
And I understand that there
You're
was...
You're loud down there again.
I am, mate. I've served out my suspension.
Right, okay. Very
and I understand in race 3, number 5, Darktown Strutter, which is an interesting name.
Mm.
Mate, this thing is... it's 220 into 2 bucks.
Where's this at?
This is in Brisbane.
Okay, very good.
So at Doomben. The Celtic Eagle Farm Handicap at Doomben.
Going beautifully up there.
Absolutely
yeah.
Travelling.
They're going super.
I've heard good things, and apparently the $2, it's as good as you're going to get.
Better than picking up money off the floor, as they say.
It is. And that's the one there. I don't have a lot else. It's funny, sort of the rest of the country's gone to sleep a little bit.
POC's got rid of SA, so
they're
asked.
Thanks.
And, yeah, look, I've been in quarantine, so I haven't really asked the boys. But, yeah, I think we'll all focus on finals day. And obviously we'll go to Brisbane for that race 3 one and we'll be happy days.
Absolutely. Well, the way I'm looking at it is if you have that and you have a bit of a play, if you have that into everything you like, you can have 2 runners a race. And it's a perfect day to do it. And if it doesn't get up, it doesn't get up.
Absolutely.
There you go. So it's a nice little builder for the start of the day. But, mate, I'll tell you, it is a bloody hard day.
It is.
And I think it's one of those ones you would never steer someone off not backing something.
100%.
And you would never tip someone heavily into the other one.
Yep.
But, mate, I don't remember the last time your best of the day was something to have an each way play at early. So that tells
the
story.
Take the skirt off, don't I?
There you go, mate. You do. Well, I'm going to let you go because you're going to get back to the lavatory, and I'm going to get back to work. Mate, have a great weekend.
I will, mate.
And best of luck with it, and we'll see you all next week.
Very good.
See you, mate. Bye.
Sp- Sportsbet's new same-game multi lets you build a multi in one game of footy. It's basically a bet inside a bet inside a bet. It's like that strange turducken thing where you put a chicken inside a duck. Then you put the chicken inside the duck inside a turkey. Then you put all of that inside the oven.
Sportsbet same game multi. Build a multi in the same game of footy. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly.
Voilà, my first ménage à trois.